USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Producer Price Index program measures the average change over time in selling prices received by American producers. Prices for everyday necessities remain at a multi-decade high. The Labor Department reported Thursday that its Producer Price Index climbed nearly 10% in July from the previous year. Wells Fargo's Paul Christopher on Fox Business.
We think there will be a recession ultimately, probably a little bit later this year.
The Justice Department reported an Iranian operative has plans to murder Trump administration National Security Advisor John Bolton and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. John Bolton on CBS News.
They were able to confirm that it was potentially an effort either to kidnap me or assassinate me.
The whereabouts of Sharon Parsafi, a member of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard, is unknown. We are USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
President Biden's White House is accused of lying on Wednesday in a tweet touting 0% inflation in July, even as federal data indicated that the consumer price index rose by 8.5% year over year. The fallout from Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan continues to grow.
Tensions continue to rise between the United States and China following House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan. Pelosi explained why the trip was necessary during a news conference on Wednesday.
Our purpose in going to Taiwan was to say that we have this strong relationship built on status quo, which we support.
China repeated military threats against Taiwan Wednesday. This after a week of missile firings into Taiwanese waters and airspace by Chinese warships and planes. China is also cutting off dialogue with the United States on issues from maritime security to climate change.
That is Tim Berg reporting, and we are USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The first orbital test flight of SpaceX's Starship vehicle won't get off the ground in August. SpaceX apparently still hasn't received a launch license for the Starship orbital test flight, which will lift off from the South Texas facility. Launch licenses are issued by the FAA. As the Biden administration's open border policy has made America less safe, filled it with more drugs, killing our people in record numbers, and with no one knowing the actual number, millions more people on America's electrical grid can't be a good thing. Lynn Allen on Fox News is a Texas rancher and calls out what he's seeing.
Thank God for Greg Abbott and our wonderful Border Patrol workers. I hope that Greg Abbott adds about another 40-something buses and brings them on up to New York and then keeps them going up to Delaware and puts them right in Biden's front door. Because right now this country is in a crisis. It's in a recession. We've got food shortages in the food banks. And guess who's going to be paying for these migrants? The working family. The American workers are going to be paying for these migrants. Instead of paying for their own children, we're going to have to pay for them. And it's not fair. It's all they're doing is trying to buy a vote here. And I'm telling you, this country's in sad shape right now.
I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.